This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Supporters of Israel attacked a pro-Palestinian protest camp at the University of California in Los Angeles. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
Demonstrators on both sides sprayed each other with unknown substances and fights broke out. Calm was later restored after police arrived on the scene. The violence followed an announcement on Tuesday by UCLA administrators that the encampment was unlawful and violated university policy. The school's chancellor said it included people unaffiliated with the campus, though he provided no evidence of the presence of outsiders. The October 7th attack on southern Israel by Hamas militants from the Gaza Strip and the ensuing Israeli offensive on the Palestinian enclave have unleashed the biggest outpouring of U.S. student activism since the anti-racism protests of 2020.
That was Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is pushing Israel and Hamas to reach a ceasefire deal. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has that story.
The deal would free hostages and pause the nearly 7 months of Gaza fighting.
No delays, no excuses. The time is now.
In Tel Aviv, Blinken told Israel's ceremonial president Hamas will be to blame if the deal does not happen. The talks appear serious, but there are big differences on a key issue. Hamas wants the Israeli offensive to end if all hostages are freed. Israel's only offering a pause. After a meeting today, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says he made clear to Blinken Israel will carry out a military operation in Rafah, which it calls Hamas's last major stronghold. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Join VOA's Flashpoint Global Crises as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing conflicts and crises, from the Israel-Hamas war to the Russia-Ukraine war. This is